We're back at Farm Credit America, and it's always fun to visit here. And we had a great visit. I tell you what, that was fantastic. And Matt's not near as nervous as he was a while ago. I looked around. Matt was kind of nervous here. A couple of questions I asked, but I tell you what, JK, fantastic visit, and just a fantastic customer of you guys. And you guys have really helped him live his dream, Jennifer. And I think that's fantastic.
Yes, it's really cool to see the progression that you get to watch with your farmers and their families, taking something from nothing and making it go. And, you know, they're the engine behind it. We just get to be a part of it and be a resource for them.
Right. Now, Jennifer, you've been here with the Farm Credit Mid-America a couple of years. How long have you been with them?
11 years.
11 years.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
So what do you enjoy about what you do here?
I really love being ingrained with our farm families. I love being involved in the community. One of my passions is education. I love working with our Growing Forward customers. I love working with 4-H and FFA. Over in Tide County and in Logan County, we're starting this initiative with the Entrepreneur Camp. And so Mr. Garnett and the leadership here at Farm Credit really want us to be involved in our communities and giving back to the next generation, because as you could tell with John Keith, that's something that our farmers value. And our cooperative structure allows us to live that out. And so the 4-H Entrepreneur Camp is something that we value and something we want to give back. Because if our rural communities aren't strong, agriculture isn't strong, our next generation doesn't have a place to come and call home.
And I think it's so important, because there's a big push right now in agriculture, and a good push for that matter. Farm Bureau is really working hard on the Farmland Transition Plan. Senator McConnell just introducing legislation this week to help with that on a national level and a state level as well. But I mean, you know, if we don't keep the land in production agriculture, if you ever lose it, odds are it probably not going to come back.
Yes. And it's really hard for our young and beginning farmers to make that capital investment. And so our Growing Forward, our Young and Beginning Farmer program, is designed to position that grower to really make that investment and to have that capital and farm credit behind them to as they transition operations. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And John was up, and what he was talking about, his way really to become back into agriculture was through his flight service, and I mean, you know, a lot of times this day and time, if you've got a family that's been farming for several years, a lot of generations already involved, to get that next generation, you have to have a little different piece of the puzzle to get them in there.
A lot of our young and beginning farmers come with just a different perspective of agriculture, whether it's social media, trying to get the word out about agriculture, John Keith and, you know, his flying. It's really neat to see the young growers come into operations and add value.
Right. So if somebody's listening today and say, well, you know, I really like the farm, but I'm not sure how I get started, because you look at it and you think, oh, my gosh, I could never get started farming. I don't have my family doesn't farm. I really want to get, how do they do that?
Well, Matt, Michael, and I are all here in the Russellville office, and we work daily with young and beginning farmers. And so we help position a business plan for our growers. We want to make sure that they have the cash flow, the details of their operation lined out, who their network is. Mm-hmm. So, and we really, through the Young and Beginning Farmer Program or Growing Forward, we have education components that bring value to them, learning about ag finance. But we also position KAFC and the Farm Service Agency to make the 100% financing possible for our growers. So,
and that really gives them that start they need. Plus, on the other side of the fence, if you're somebody, maybe your family's been involved in farming for multi-generations, but you want to start your own operation, you guys can help with that too.
Yes. We want to know the details. We want to be there to be just another tool in your toolbox. That's our job.
And so. really partners. I mean, obviously you can tell, talking with John and the other folks that we've talked to with Farm Credit over the years, really just a partner in the operation.
Yes. I know these guys have heard me say this, but the biggest compliment that you can have is an operator telling you, it's like you work for me, but you don't work for me. And so next week we're going to be delivering those checks, just being another resource for those farmers and giving our earnings back to them. So that's going to be a really cool experience and feeling that value that, you know, we are working for them, but we don't work for them.
And what a neat opportunity to go out to the farms and deliver those checks. I mean, what a great way to say thank you.
Yes, and what you're also going to see is you're going to see some of our other people that you may not get to see on a daily basis in the trucks with us going out and handing those checks out to people, because they also value our growers and our farmers.
Jennifer, appreciate what you guys do. You talked about a lot of the things you guys do in this community and the community surrounding us here. And that's what it's about. It's more than just making a loan to somebody.
Yes. I think about it from my perspective. My kids are what I live for. And if I can make my community better for them, they're just one step ahead. That's what my dad did for me. And very thankful for their selflessness that they gave to our community.
Absolutely. Your family involved in agriculture for many years?
Yes. My dad and their siblings were involved in agriculture. My dad is Jeff Campbell. He is a grain, cattle, and tobacco farmer. And all of his siblings own real estate there and down in Adairville. And very thankful and grateful for my experience in being involved in agriculture.
Well diversified in agriculture. You see a lot of farmers like that, especially in this region.
Yes, sir. It's just a value add for them. If the market's high in one area, down in another, it's just something that they can lean on in the diversification. Yes, sir.
Jennifer Ferris with us here at Farm Credit Mid-America in Russellville. And, of course, they work hard to take care of their customers. Love hearing the stories. Fantastic visit here. We'll be back with more on Todd 1070, WEKT 92.1 FM.